Today's Tanya, the 22nd Chav Beis Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh, the beginning of the 16th letter, Siman Tes Zayin. And here again, the Alter Rebbe goes back to the subject of Tzedakah, and particularly the greatness of the Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. It almost seems clear that the previous letter, which was not about Tzedakah, fits the day, because it's the day after, or the days after Chai Elul, in which the Shitta of the Alter Rebbe is basically laid down and explained in terms of the Chachma Bina Das producing and creating the proper Midas for with which to serve God. But now the Alter Rebbe goes back to the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, which, as the Rebbe is urging us, there needs to be an increase in Torah and in Aveda and in Tzedakah. So these days, in the days of Elul, Tzedakah is a very appropriate subject. In the letter Tes Zayin, which was written to a certain community in which the financial or economic condition had deteriorated, and as a result, their annual donation, contribution to the Tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, had been decreased. So the Rebbe writes them the following letter. Siman Tes Zayin. Ahuvai, achai, v'reyai, my beloved, my brothers and my friends. Because there's a different kind of love that one has to a friend, and a different kind of love that one has to a brother. So the Alter Rebbe writes both kinds of love, the love of a brother and the love of a friend. Asher kenafshi, whom I love like myself, hinei lei ne'ela mimeni tzeik ha'itim. It is not concealed from me. I am not unaware of the hardships. Asher nizdaldalof ha'parnosa, in that the livelihood has declined, has deteriorated. O bifrat hayiduim li, and particularly that which is known to me memachneichem, from your camp, from your community, asher mate yodam, where the parnasa has fallen so low, b'li shum mishanu mishane, without any assistance and without any support, o mamish lovim ve'echlim, and they literally have to borrow to eat. Hashem yirachim aleihem, may God have pity on them, v'yarchiv lehem b'tzar, and in their difficulties, v'karev speedily. But in kol zeh, but in spite of this, loy teiv heim esim l'nafsham, it is not good for their soul what they are doing, v'fi hanishma, according to what I've heard, asher kofzu yodom, in which they have closed their hand, hapsucha, which was always open, me'edom ad hayem hazeh, from the beginning of the time of, from as long as there was this community, until this day, their hand was always open, litein biyad maleya, they would give with a full hand, v'ayin yofan, with a generous measure, l'chol et starches ha'achrochim, for all the necessary needs, l'day machseire ha'evyenim, nikiyim, to fill in the needs of those who are totally destitute, who are in need of everything, asher einehem nesuos eleinu, who look to us with hope, v'im onu lo nerachim aleihem chas v'sholom, and if we do not have pity on them, God forbid, mi yerachim aleihem, who will have pity if not us? V'chei achicha imach ksiv, and it says your brother must live with you. You have to support your brother so he should be able to live with you. And what the Gemara says, that your life comes first, this was said only, kishabiyad echod kiten shalmayim, like two guys out in the desert, and one of them has a canteen of water. Shehu davar hashava lishnehem bishava lishteis laheshiv nafsham betama. The water is equally necessary for the two of them. They both need it to the same degree, and they both need it in order to save their life, to survive. Aval im ha'on yitzorech lechem l'fiatav, But if the poor man needs bread for his children, ve'eitzim uksus bekara, and wood or clothing against the cold, and similar things of that sort, kol dvarim elu kedmim l'chol malbushe kaved, all these charities, the wood and the clothing and the food for the children and so on, they all come first before proper clothing for oneself, v'zevach mishpacha, or a family celebration, bosa v'dogim, meat and fish, v'chol matamim, and all the delicacies, shel ha'odam v'chol b'nei beisim. So if a person is in need of bread and wood and clothing, and the other person is spending it on a family party or fancy clothing for himself and for his family, the tzedakah comes first. And here we don't say that your life comes first, because here your life is not in question. For you, it's not a question of life and death. You are not equally as needy as the poor man is. So the example in which your life comes first is when two lives are at stake, yours and another person's, and there's only one pitcher of water, and it can save only one life. So then the Gemara says your life comes first. But where it's not a question of your life, literally, the other person is more needy, more destitute than you are, then the statement that your life comes first does not apply. Instead, the statement of v'chei achicha imach applies, that you have to see to it that your brother can live also. And so even during times of hardships, where a person's financial situation has deteriorated and it's not what it used to be, but if the other person is poorer and more destitute, for your own neshama, it is proper and better to give tzedakah of whatever it is that one has. Today's Hayem Yom, for the 22nd of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Hasidus, the teachings of Hasidus, demands that before we criticize another person, we first have to remove the nails to not scratch the other person. Because klipa, unholiness, attaches itself to the nails. And every poke or every scratch of the nails is klipa. Only after removing the nails, there also has to be washing of the hands. You have to wash your hands, as is explained in Chassidus. And that is bringing seichel to the midos. The hands represent the emotions, and water represents chachma. By pouring water over the hands, we're bringing the influence of seichel to the midos. And only then can we criticize another person, because then it will be done intelligently and softly, without the poke, without the scratching of the nails. Or somebody once said that dvarim hayetzim min halev, words that come from the heart enter the heart. Yet we find that sometimes people are very sincere in their criticism and in their chastising of others. It's coming from the heart, and yet it doesn't enter the heart, and it doesn't have the proper effect. And the explanation was that it has to be dvarim hayetzim min halev. It has to have the influence of seichel. You have to bring seichel to the emotions so that it's dvarim, it's verte, it's well said, and it's coming from the heart, then it has the proper effect.